So as Garrett said, as is our custom here at Timberland Drive on the first Wednesday of the month, we dedicate this time to sing together, sing praises to our God, and to encourage one another. Before we start, I'll open with an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening so very thankful for all the blessings of life that you bestow upon us, for the breath of life you breathed into us as we raised our heads this morning, for the rain that you sent, for the replenishment that provides. And Lord, we're thankful most of all for this opportunity we have to gather together with your children, with our brothers and sisters, to sing praises, to edify one another with these songs. Lord, we ask that we take encouragement from it as we go out from these doors and out back into the world. We thank you for your Son who died on the cross for our sins, that we can have that forgiveness and a hope of salvation in heaven with you. And it's in your Son's name I pray. Amen. So the theme for this song service tonight is trusting God throughout our lives. It's the idea that we can lean on him for guidance, for deliverance, and for support as we walk through life, and how we can trust that he will not forsake us. The main text from tonight comes from Romans 8, 31 through 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised? Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed is interceding for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither life nor death, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The first group of songs that we will sing will focus on how to trust God through every circumstance. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 6 reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Whether it be uncertainty, pain, doubt, persecution, or adversity, we can trust in the Lord to help us through.
First song will be number 72 out of the large song books, Be With Me, Lord.
I am a
need thee every hour. Number 63.
I need
next song will only be on the PowerPoint behind me, A Shield About Me.
You're the living.
The next group of songs we'll sing will focus on our faithful discipleship. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 24 reads, "And he said to all," this being Jesus, "if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life would lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Jesus reminds us here that we need to stay focused on him, following in his footsteps instead of being distracted by our own desires.
First song I'll lead tonight is 97 in the Small Blue Hymnal, "Make Me a Servant."
Make me a servant.
Two songs only been on the screen. The first one is "Ancient Words."
Give us strength.
It'll only be on screen.
Last group of songs we'll sing will focus on our hope beyond this world. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." We know that this life can be difficult and sometimes full of pain. But we know that despite whatever misfortune or persecution this life can bring, we can take heart and look forward to being with Jesus after this life is over.
In Christ alone.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
next song will be number 258 in your large hymnal, Home of the Soul, number 258.
It's for the Christ we have striven after our labors are o'er. Rescue our souls, will be given on the eternal shore. Home of the soul, beautiful home, there we shall rest, never to roam, free from all cares, happy and bright.
For you and you're able, would you please stand?
Open up your Bibles one more time to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We'll read our theme text for tonight one more time and have a few thoughts before we offer an invitation. Romans chapter 8. starting in verse 31, we'll read down through verse 39 once more. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This service tonight, I think Wade did a really good job leading us on a journey. In many ways, I think when he sent me the outline for the songs and the thoughts, I thought, you know, it's really kind of a precise kind of summation of what it's like to live the Christian life. We find so many different circumstances in our lives in which each of them is calling us to trust more deeply in God. As we sing in some of our songs, you know, we've had to learn every day to ask the Lord to be with us, to regularly express our need for him daily, and to further and further seek his protection as he is the shield about us. And as Paul says here in Romans chapter 8, we've learned through Christ that God is for us. And if God is for us, well, then the text says nothing ultimately can prevail against us. And this is so important to remember, because as we move to kind of the second movement of our songs, as disciples, our faith is so often tested. So regularly is it tested. We face temptations, we face trials, we face doubts, and yet we have to remain steadfast in our desire, as we sing again, to serve, to become a servant, to serve as he did, to search those ancient scriptures for truth, for comfort and strength, and to become more like him each and every day. And Paul, he lists so many different things in this passage. I think he lists more negative things than he does positive things that stand against the Christian. That's kind of his point, because none of these things can overcome the love of Christ. Through Jesus, the text says that we are more than conquerors, even over death itself. And therefore, Jesus' story that Paul kind of restates here very succinctly, even though Jesus died, he was raised from the dead, his story becomes our own destiny as well. And so, though there's a lot of things against us now, individually and collectively, we all know, as we sang at the very end, we have a future hope, that ultimately Christ will come again, that just as he was raised from the dead, so also will we be, that in Christ alone our hope is found, that he is preparing a home for us with God, and it will be revealed from heaven on the last day. And as Christians, when we trust in God and we faithfully follow his Son, we're assured that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's a really beautiful promise that we have tonight that we sing about, that we get to remember at this moment. That's a beautiful thing. But it can also be a promise that's for you. If you've not become a Christian, if you're willing to make Christ your Lord, if you're willing to follow him as his disciple, to express your faith and belief that Christ is Lord, to repent of your sins, to confess that Jesus is Lord, and to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and to start that walk, that journey of discipleship, each and every day becoming more and more like the person of Jesus. Well, we want to help you with that tonight. So that promise, we can share that promise with you if you'll come now as we stand and as we sing.